Welcome to the Living Epistle Podcast, the place where you will find biblical principles to help you live out your faith on a daily basis and to have a positive impact on the lives of others. So, get ready for another powerful episode of Living Epistle Podcast. Hello, my name is Tony Miles, and welcome to this week's episode of Living Epistle Podcast. As I've mentioned on a number of occasions over the years, I attend a daily morning men's prayer call, and every day men get on the line and they share a devotional word, they share a thought, they share a scripture, or some experience that the Lord has laid on their hearts to share with the men who get on this call. In this past week, earlier this week, there was a brother on the line. His name was Thaddeus, who had given a devotion. And part of that devotion that he gave, a part of that, something he said on it, just stuck with me. And I can't get rid of it. It's been with me all week. One of the things that he said on there is he reminded us that regardless of where we are at any particular juncture in our lives, we are, quote, right where we're supposed to be, end quote. And for whatever reason, those words have been resonating with me all this week. And I've been running into people who I've had a chance, and I was telling Thaddeus, I've had a chance to share that particular thought with them as I've been running into them. So people have been perplexed or in a quandary about what should they do in their job situation. They've been in a quandary about what should they do in their work or their school situation or in their family relationships. Just a lot of things going on. And those words were ringing in my ears. They were resonating so clearly that you are right where you're supposed to be, right? And so here is the premise of this week's podcast. And that really just was the impetus or the launch for this week's podcast, was that whole phrase, we're right where we're supposed to be. So what do I mean by this? So even when our plans get off track, notice I said our plans, even when our plans get off track, guess what? We are always right where we're supposed to be in God's plan. That's right. And I know it's hard for us to accept, but again, we're right where we're supposed to be in God's plan, even when it's not according to our plan. And as I mentioned on last week's podcast, no matter how much we plan or prepare, no matter how much we anticipate or strategize, no matter how much of an organizer or a detailed person we are, situations and circumstances occur in our lives that we did not prepare for, that we did not foresee, that we cannot control. And so when Brother Thad brought that phrase up, is we're right where we're supposed to be, my mind immediately went to Joseph in the Bible. No, not Mary's husband, aka the earthly father of Jesus. No, not that Joseph. Although his experience absolutely fits into this category of talking about things aren't going the way you planned. Think about it just for a moment. I'm gonna go on a rabbit trail for just a moment. Your fiance announces to you that she's pregnant, and now you know that you haven't been with her in that way at all. So you talk about an unexpected situation or a circumstance, right? But I digress. That's not the Joseph I'm thinking about. I'm talking about the Joseph in Genesis, the Joseph, the youngest of Jacob's 12 sons, right? And you know the story. I won't go into all the details, but here Joseph is the youngest of Jacob's 12 sons. He's hated by his brothers. His brothers are jealous of him. Why? Because his dad loves him the most. His dad gives him this coat of colors, this magnificent coat of colors. And the brothers seize him and they sell him to a party of Ishmaelites on their way to Egypt, right? But here's the thing, right? How can his brothers be jealous of him? They sell him into slavery, right? Now, the question has to be, how can slavery be a benefit to Joseph? Bah, but if you remember the story of Joseph, Joseph was a dreamer. Joseph was a dreamer. And it was Joseph's dream that he shared with his brothers that got him in trouble in the first place. Joseph dreamed, now bear in mind, he's the youngest of 12 sons. And Joseph dreamed that he, the youngest of Jacob's sons, would rule over his brothers, right? And so he shares that dream with him. And again, the brothers don't like it. And so they sell him into slavery, but not only because of the dream, but then he turns out to be his dad's favorite son. His dad gives him this coat of colors. And so you know the story, but here's the other part of that. So while in Egypt, Joseph eventually becomes the steward to Potiphar. Potiphar is one of Pharaoh's officials. This wouldn't have happened had he not at first been sold and then taken into Egypt into slavery by his brothers, right? And so then Potiphar's wife tried to unsuccessfully seduce him. And after false accusations were leveled against Joseph, he was thrown in prison. Now you got to be asking yourself, how can prison be of benefit to Joseph? So fast forward many years, many, many years. So the Pharaoh, this Pharaoh now, the Pharaoh of Egypt, the current Pharaoh of Egypt has a dream, but none of his sorcerers or his seers can interpret the dream. They come to him and they try to be slick with Pharaoh and they say, hey, Pharaoh, tell us the dream and we'll tell you the interpretation. And Joseph says, absolutely not. And so they hear about this man in prison named Joseph. And by the way, Joseph, while he was in prison, had found favor with the prison guard. So he was very well known and he had found favor being able to tell them about dreams and talk to them about the dreams. And so Joseph is called to Pharaoh. He's brought before Pharaoh and he begins to tell Pharaoh his dream and to interpret Pharaoh's dream, right? And so now, due to his ability to recount and interpret Pharaoh's dream, long story short, he's made the governor over Egypt, of all of Egypt. So he's second in command only to Pharaoh. And so you know the rest of the story. Joseph wisely rations the country's produce because he's telling them that a famine is coming. Just as Joseph predicted, the famine indeed hits. During the famine, Jacob's sons come to Egypt to plead with Joseph for supplies. But here's the catch. They don't recognize that that's Joseph, their younger brother, that they sold into slavery. And Joseph recognizes them. But after he was satisfied of what their intentions were, Joseph identified himself to his brothers. And the Bible says he went into the palace and he wept so loudly that he could be heard outside of the palace, right? And then Joseph, fast forward, long story short, Joseph tells his brothers, go back and get dad and the other brothers and bring them to Egypt so that they can live and survive. And so my brothers and my sisters, what's the point of all this? Well, you see, all of this difficulty, all of the hardships, all of the rough places, all of the dry places, all of those situations that Joseph were in were all leading to this moment. What moment is that? It was a moment of salvation and deliverance for Joseph, but not just for Joseph only, but for Joseph's and his entire family were delivered and saved from the famine. And ultimately, guess what, my brothers and my sisters, the entire nation of Israel or the children of Israel were saved as a result of Joseph's action. So you say, well, what's the point, Brother Tony? Why are you telling us this? Why I'm bringing this up is, again, I could not get away from this. What I'm saying is, I'm asking you, I'm asking me, I'm asking us to reconsider how you view, how I view, how we view our current situations or circumstances, especially when they're not going according to our plan, especially when they're not going according to your plan or my plan. And the Lord began to just remind me of some things. The Lord began to just ask me these questions. Maybe God has something more important for you to learn. Maybe God has something more important for you to witness or to experience. It's not time yet for you to get out of the situation that you're in. Or maybe you're being given this gift of alone time to reflect on or to pray about something that needs to be purposely considered. Or maybe there is someone who God wants you to meet or not meet on your redirection, and God will make sure that that happens for the reason he intends as opposed to the reasons you or I intend. Or maybe my brothers and my sisters, you need to be a part of a conversation that won't happen unless you're in that exact place, at that exact moment, at that exact time, right? So it wasn't the time you had planned, but God delayed it, or God stalled it, or God moved it, whatever it was, so that you could be at that particular place, at that particular moment, at that particular time. Maybe you could change your life, or maybe your life, your own life would be changed, right? Maybe that achievement, that front row seat, that once in a lifetime connection, that big move, that big break needs to go to someone else, because now it will change the direction of their lives and their families and the people that are connected to them in ways that you couldn't even possibly imagine. But know this, that God has something better, something more in store for you. And it's on its way. So celebrate them in their big moment, in their big break, in their front row seat. Celebrate them knowing that what God has for you is for you. Maybe your life is going to change in never before imagined ways because of the opportunity that you are about to receive, which would have never happened in your plan. You see, one of life's biggest moments, life's biggest surprises, life's biggest, you know, gifts are awaiting you. And it only could have happened because of the situations and circumstances that you had gone through up until this point. Are you getting the picture? Yes, right? And so when it's your turn, when your it happens, when your break or your breakthrough or your salvation or your deliverance, when it comes, then you can stand back and marvel at what God has done, because you know in beyond a shadow of a doubt that it was only God that could do what he did. And then you will exclaim, you will shout, you will yell what the writer wrote in Ephesians 3:20. Now unto him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ask or think, according to the power that works in us. Why is that? Because we took Proverbs 3:5-6 to heart. We quote it all the time, but sometimes we really have to believe that in the hard places, in the rough places, in the dry places, in the difficult places, in the alone places, we have to remember to trust in the Lord with all of our hearts and to lean not on our own understanding, and in all our ways to acknowledge him, and he shall direct our paths. And you see, my brothers and my sisters, when we do this, we can be assured by the power of the Holy Spirit, that no matter where we are, that no matter what it looks like, that no matter what it feels like, that no matter what people are saying about it, no matter what's going on around us, no matter how dark, no matter how dreary, no matter how hard, no matter how dry, no matter how rough, no matter how crooked, no matter how the odds are stacked against us, that we know because of the power that's working in us, that we are right where we're supposed to be. And I want to encourage you with that word. Just know, sometimes it doesn't go according to our plan. It doesn't go the way that we had expected or the way that we had anticipated. But by God's grace, we are right where we're supposed to be. So remember, family, preach the gospel at all times. And when necessary, use words. This is Tony Miles. Thanks for listening. Now go and be a living epistle. Join us again next week for another episode of Living Epistle Podcast. Music for Living Epistle Podcast is provided by Audionautix.com.